Like you in this room and all the 300,000 West Virginians, I am frustrated and angry. I share your concerns about the water crisis, as does my team here in West Virginia, the national experts we have depended upon for guidance, and the federal partners who are standing with me today.
The governor and federal officials updated the public yesterday on the current status of ongoing efforts following the January 9th chemical spill. Dr. Tanja Popovic of the CDC reiterated there is currently no information available on the effect of MCHM on humans, but says scientists at the agency came up with the 1 parts per million threshold of the chemical in the water by converting research on animals and applying that information to sensitive populations.
To us, our scientific experts have taken a safety blanket of a factor of 1,000 to calculate how much, what levels in the water would be protective and not cause harm.
Popovic says West Virginia health officials are currently analyzing data about health symptoms reported after exposure to the spill and said symptoms reported were generally mild due to short-term exposure. She said the CDC doesn't attribute any adverse health effects to the spill. Popovic also noted their recommendations do not deem the water safe, but rather acceptable for use, and that the agency has no plans to monitor the population affected. EPA Region 3 Administrator Sean Garvin says members of his agency have been on the ground in West Virginia since the morning after the spill and have been acting in an assisting capacity.
EPA can confirm today that the spill site is stabilized. Work is underway to dismantle and empty all the tanks. West Virginia American Water Company sampling results remain at non-detect for lower parts per or at lower parts per billion levels. In other words, at orders of magnitude below the health risk levels recommended by CDC for MCHM and PPH.
With many residents complaining of a licorice smell persisting in the water, Bill Regato, the EPA's drinking water branch chief, says his agency is looking at studies done on what types of chemicals would leave a residue in water pipes. He says he doesn't believe the chemicals involved in the January 9th spill would adhere to the pipes of homes and businesses that have been properly flushed.
Chemicals with low partition coefficients would most likely not adhere to piping. The two chemicals that are involved here, MCMH and PPH, have very low partition coefficients. So it's anticipated that it would not leave a residual, but it's an issue we need to look at.
Argato says the studies they're examining do not provide information on the specific chemicals involved in the Charleston spill. Yet reporters at the briefing continued to ask about testing in homes as a means to calm continued concerns of the public. Governor Tomlin responded with the following.
Well, once again, we'll go back to what the scientists have said, or experts have said. We will continue to rely upon the testing that's done out there, both at West Virginia American and around the affected area at the testing at the 10 parts per billion. Right now, there are no plans to go into 100,000 customers' homes to take individual samples.
However, yesterday evening, Tomlin announced via Twitter that his team was exploring options for home testing. And spokesperson Amy Goodwin confirmed it is something the governor's office has discussed and will continue to examine. Goodwin says Tomlin's office is developing a plan of action, considering the best strategy, as well as mapping and issues related to going into people's homes. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Dave Mistich in Charleston.